Start today the Turaway, Northwest London. Friday, 3rd of Adar Rishon, 4th of February, Rabbi David Nosson Silken Shlita, Ashur Sashkine, and the Mishkan. This week's Turaway will be sponsored by the family of Benji Steinbach, Zichron Lebrocha, Lil Nishmas, Rabbi Yoman Akiva Ben Shlomo, Zichron Lebrocha, a much missed friend and participant of Turaway, who was Nifta a year ago on Yud Tes Shavat.
I'd like to start Parshas Truma. It's a beautiful vault from the Dubna Magid. He points out a question which many people have. Right at the beginning of the Parsha, it says, Vayidabe Hashem, al Moshe Lemoyim, Dabe al Bnei Yisrael, Vayikuli Truma. If you take for me a Truma, as she says, it's a frosh, which is going to be a Nadova. May Eiz Kol Ish Ashed Venu Libu. From any person that wants to donate with his heart, Tikhu Es Truma, so you should take this nedava, this present. Then Pasuk Gimel, the zoyisa truma should take from it. This is the truma that you should take from them. So the Dubna Magid asks the simple question. There seems to be there's too many words over here. There's an arichas here. It should have said simply, you should take a present from every person that wishes to donate with his heart. So, v'chesef and v'chesef, gold, silver, and copper, why this whole arichas is kalishim, tikhu is truma. See, and then another positive, so is that truma, tikhu, this is the present which you should take from them. Why all these extra words? So he says a very choshev yusayit. And he asks a question. He says, imagine you would stay in the house of a very wealthy person for a couple of days, and you'd want to give him a present. So to go to the wealthy person and take out, I don't know, some cash, doesn't make sense. To give him silver menorah, also doesn't make sense. All these things he has, and better. So normally what one does is they try and find some rare artifact or some collector's item which he picked up, something unusual. So he says, why here we're asked to give the Ribbono Shel Olam to bring to the Mishkan Zov, a chesed and a chesus. I mean, the Rebbeinu Shem doesn't need our zov. Li a chesed and li a zov no Hashem. You would have thought maybe the Mishkan should be made of some special material, some urios. What's the zov and chesed and chesus? So he explains a very important idea. What is the difference between chesed and matana? So, l'dugma, when it comes to chesed, if somebody wants to do chesed, Chazal tell us the best way to do chesed is that the recipient doesn't even know that he's received the chesed. Ultimately, the best way is even you don't even know you're giving to him. But certainly, the best chesed is that he receives it anonymously, he doesn't even know that you've given it. But when it comes to a matana, it's different. Prime example is, soon, already in Adar, there's a mitzvah of Mishloach Monos. Now, although about the Mishloach Monos, there's the Indian also to give sometimes to poor people for the Shetav Suga, but the main idea of Mishloach Monos is the harvest raids. So, everyone has this scenario at home where once in a while you receive Mishloach Monos and the note's fallen off. Or you've given Mishloach Monos and you suddenly notice that you've left the note on the table. And in such a case, there's no purpose to the Mishloach Monos, because the Mishloach Monos is not there because somebody is lacking, necessarily, because he's lacking something to eat today. It's there to be Laharbis Reis. And the code of this is a beautiful Gemara in Beitza. The Gemara says, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam told Moshe, and he told him about Shabbos, he told Moshe, "Matana tovi yeshli bebeis gnoza. I have a special present for you, for Klal Yisrael, and I want you to go and tell them about it." The Shabbos Shema, it's called Shabbos. V'ani mevakish litna liyisroel leich v'idiyos. I'm going to tell them about this present. I want to give it to them and tell them what it's all about. So the Gemara says something fascinating. Kan omer Rishimim in Gamliel. From here, Rishimim Gamliel derived, dan reisen pas letinoi tzorich lohidiyah le'imo. A person sees a child, and they might meet him in a park, looking a bit hungry, maybe could do with a snack. So you give the child something to eat, you have to let the mother know. So Rashi says, how do you do this? Fascinating Rashi. Says Rashi, how do you do this? Rashi says, lastly, ois v'simon. Create some sort of sign on the child. Smear a bit of peanut butter on the forehead. Something that the mother, when the child comes home, Rashi says, Rashi, the mother's going to say to the child, who gave you? Who fed you? Who gave you this food? Who did this for you, Kaf? Who did this for you? Vuyoim Aplani, our neighbor down the road. The Gam Nosan Nipas, he also gave me something to eat. Umitoich Kaf, Yedu Oviv Imoi. The mother and the father will be aware, the father and the mother will be aware of this present. That this neighbor down the road is friendly with them and likes them. The Tarbechibo Vareis Biestro. And that will cause a closeness between the neighbors. That means when you give a present to your friend, let them know about it. I often say, sometimes, you know, you give a bar mitzvah present. A friend of yours making bar mitzvah, so you go and you go buy a sefer or something like that. So, next day, or maybe the week after, you meet the father, so you send it in. You meet the father, he doesn't say anything. Now, I realized I should say something. Because I didn't give the bar mitzvah present to this boy because maybe he was lacking funds to buy it, maybe he was, but that wasn't the idea. The reason you give him a bar mitzvah present is because he's the father that you did of yours, and you want to show you did this, and you want to join in this simcha. So you give him a present. And sometimes, the present comes in, and it slipped past the father that he didn't notice. So it's missing the whole point of the matana. It's not chesed. Of course, if a child doesn't have his tefillin, you buy them tefillin, or something like that, they're poor people, that's chesed. But you buy a bar mitzvah present, that's lahabrit, that's a matana. So the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted Klal Yisrael to realize that he's giving them a present. Shabbos, they should be aware, first of all, of the value of what they're receiving. But more than that, they should be aware that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants to give them something, and that creates the kesher and the relationship of which lies in the matana. So carrying on from there, the Dubna Magid says a beautiful pshat. He says, Shlomo HaMelech describes the Beis HaMikdosh as Toichoi Rotzuv Avo. The essence of the Beis HaMikdosh, the Mokum Shechina, was the Avo. What was the Avo? The Avo was of Klal Yisrael to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That they had this will, and they had this desire that the Rebbeinu Shlomo should be close with them. So he says, do you know what the essence of what the Rebbeinu Shlomo is looking for? The essence of what the Rebbeinu Shlomo is looking for is the Nedivas Lev of Klal Yisrael. That's what he's looking for. That's what we're coming to give. How does that manifest itself in physical terms? In the same way as a matana. Somebody goes and gives a matana to someone else. In that matana lies the feelings and the closeness that the person feels to the other person. So too, when Klal Yisrael are coming to give an adova, the essence they're coming to give is their nedivas lev. How they're doing that is by presenting their valuables, the kesev, the zov, mechesh, the zov, the kesev, mechesh. So he says, chat in the posse like this. Dabir, obnei Yisrael, speak, v'yikholi truma, they should give to me, they should take from me a truma. Me'ez kol ish, what is it? Ashe yidvenu libur. That's what I want, the nediva slave, that's what I want. Tikhoi strumasi, I'm looking for the nediva slave of Klal Yisrael. You want to know practically how to do that. V'zoysa truma, ashe tikhoi me'itom. This is what you're actually going to do. You're going to give Zor, the Chesed, and Cheshes. And again, he explains. So why is the Rebbeinu Shlomo looking for our Zor? Not that Rebbeinu Shlomo needs Zor. Zor means nothing to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. But for us to give away our Zor, that's difficult. So when we're prepared to give up and to take our valuables, the Klal Yisrael are prepared to give of their riches and the things which are valuable to them, and to give that to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, that expresses their rotson and then the deepest. This is how their Netivus Lev is manifest in the fact that they're prepared to give their Nezor, to give their Kesef and Chushas, that carries with it the Netivus Lev. So in essence, what the Mishkan was a tangible edifice of Netivus Lev and Klal Yisrael. That's what it was. It was built up from the collection of where everybody came with their Netivus Lev to donate of their valuables, and in such a structure, of a physical structure of the Ava of Klal Yisrael, that's where you can have the Ashras HaShechina, that's where the Rebbeinu Shalom wants to reside. And that's why it's called Toicho Rots of Ava, because at the essence, at the heart of the Mishkan, was the throbbing heart of Klal Yisrael's desire to that closeness with the Rebbeinu Shalom. And that's what the Dubla Magid, you can see how he speaks it out there beautifully, how he explains, this is the Truma, the main Truma of the Mishkan is the Nedivas Leif. I want to speak a little bit more about the Mishkan. Try to understand what exactly is, obviously there's lots of levels of depth over here, but what does it mean, Hashoras HaShechina? We know there's different places of Shechina, there's different levels of Shechina, certain places have a higher level, some have a lower level. We know every time a person davens, we're told you're not supposed to walk in front of them because there's a level of Shechina there. The Shechina connect, the person learns Torah, the Shechina. And then, of course, there's Mekoimus, where there's more Shechina and there's less Shechina. So what does that mean? The Svarim asked the question. That's Tunis, the Ramchalim Das Tunis already speaks out. We know, Nalei Chol Haaretz Kvoidei. The Rebbeinu Shalom is everywhere. There's no place where we can say the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't exist. So how can we understand, on our terms, what does it mean when we say there's a place of Shechina? So there, in Das Tunis, another Svarim also speak this out, explained very nicely, that the Rebbeinu Shalom created a world where he's master himself. He hides. Purposely that way. As all the Svarim say, if we would be aware of the Rebbeinu Shalom's presence every minute, our Bechira would be totally lost. We wouldn't be able to decide. We'd be completely... You always give the marshal when you're driving down the road and someone tells you you've got the police behind you. Suddenly, you know, your seatbelt's on, you're driving exactly 30 miles an hour, even though they haven't put nothing. The fact that you're being watched every second and you know they're behind you, you behave differently. It's a matzias. If we would have a every second awareness that the Rebbeinu Shalom is with us, we wouldn't have, and that really is the avodah of many people, to try and increase their awareness of the Rebbeinu Shalom's presence. But the mice of the world is created in a way that he hides the Rebbeinu Shalom's presence. So Asema says, very beautiful, he says, we say, what's the great thing that Rebbeinu Shalom has shown us? Why are we so excited that Rebbeinu Shalom rested from creating the world? Why is Shabbos such a... Why is that so exciting? So he explains this to Asema, he says, because every little bit of creation of the physical world hides the Rebbeinu Shalom a little bit more. And it makes it a little bit more difficult to sense his presence. And he says, had the Rebbeinu Shalom Kivyochel allowed the world to be even more physical than it is, it would be basically impossible for us to sense the Rebbeinu Shalom's presence. But because he limited it, he's Omar Lailomai, the name Shakai, Sha'omar Lailomai Dai, it's limited to how much physicality there is in the world, that allows us to still discover the Rebbeinu Shalom even within the Bria. And that's the Shaboy Shova scale that the Rebbeinu Shalom said, Ad Kam, this is how far the physical Bria is, but within that physical Bria, it's still possible to find the Rebbeinu Shalom. And he says, that's Taich Misha Omalo Lomo Dai Yumel Tzoros Seinu Dai. The Semer says in a similar way, because Tzoros are also something that sometimes hides the Rebbeinu Shalom's presence. It's difficult in a person going through a Tzorah, and it seems there's a Hest upon him. So we say to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Misha Omalo Elomo Dai, just like you've limited the world and you didn't allow it to go too far so that we can still discover and sense your presence, we ask you that your Tzoros also are going to be limited so that even within the Tzorah, Chas V'Shalom, a person can still sense that the Rebbeinu Shalom is there and the Rebbeinu Shalom's presence is still looking after us. But that sums up the world that we live in. It's a world of Hester, it's a world of... Well, it's difficult to discover the Rebbeinu Shalom. But even in this world of Hester, there are places which the Rebbeinu Shalom is called Gilui Shechina. Gilui Shechina means in those places it's easier to connect and to feel the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And as many Yidden will tell you, that anyone who's Zeicha, and when you're Zeicha, to go to the Kosel or Mekomos HaKadoshim, many people, even people who are far from Yiddishkeit, they feel something, they connect there some in a different way. People sometimes break down crying, as we know many stories. And the Pshat is because in those places, the Ribbono Shel Olam has sort of removed some of the mechitzas, and we can sense the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence. That's Mokum Shechina, the way the Ribbono Shel Olam allows his presence to be felt in a more tangible way. And some places there's a higher level, and some people there's a lower level. So Ledugma, we know Eretz Yisrael, Mishnah says it's Esek Kedushas, starting as we're going all the way up to Kodesh Kedoshim. And if you think about it, as you go through Eretz Yisrael, as you're ascending through the levels, you notice that the rules of nature are limited. So let's say we go to Eretz Yisrael. So there we know, the Pasuk tells us that Eretz Yisrael is different to other lands. Like the Rambam speaks out in Parshat Chukosai, the way the Rebbeinu, especially this month, when Klal Yisrael are living there like they should, the whole way everything runs there is different than when the rain falls, and how the things operate there differently to normal. And even today, where we don't have that level of Kedusha, Eretz Yisrael still has a special Hashkocha that other places don't have. When you move into Yerushalayim, you start seeing other unusual things. As the Mishnah says, Omar Adon, Tzari Amokim, people, however many, even crowded in to Yerushalayim, people always seem to be comfortable. You move up to the next level, as we know, you move into the Ezra's Noshim. Mishtachavim Rebochim, however many people were crowded in on Yom Kippur, somehow when they came to bowing down, there was room for everyone. You move further into the Heichel, you find other many nisim, there are so many nisim, like the Lechem Apolim was always fresh, the Ne'em Aravi. Until finally you come into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Kodesh Kedoshim had an unbelievable thing. The Gemara in Yumad of Chof Aleph tells us that Orin Enim in Amido. The Orin took up no space at all, which doesn't make sense. That means if you measured the amount that says that the Kodesh Kedoshim in the Beis Hamikdash was 20 by 20, and the Brisa says if you would have measured from the Orin to each wall, then you'll find 10 amas on each side, which means that there's a complete suspension of any physical, the laws of physics are suspended there. And again, this represents the same idea. Wherever there's more Gilu Shechina, then the Pshat is the Ribbono Shel Olam in those places is breaking down the mechitzas of nature and Teva to allow his presence to be felt in a more tangible way. So Eretz Yisrael, where there's more Shechina than other places, again, there's less nature. And as you send the levels of Kedusha, where the Ribbono Shel Olam is allowing his presence to be felt more and more and more, until you come to the Mokum of the Oren, you see less and less of the rules of nature. They play less and less of a role. And you see that things are running on a completely different path. And that is the Musug of Shechina, means that the Ribbono Shel Olam is allowing that connection and that realization of the Kesher that we have with him. And I suppose in a similar way, you have the whole Musug, the Meitik HaShros HaShchina, is V'shachamti B'soichom, B'soichol Echad V'Echad, again, that's the ability of a person within himself to realize that he is connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam every minute. Very often we don't have that connection, but when a person Zoicha to a level of HaShros HaShchina, depending on the level, there's more of an awareness and more of a tangible connection. I just want to speak a few more minutes. I've always wondered about the Mishkan itself. Very interesting if you start thinking about the Mishkan. What was the Mishkan and, by extension, the Mikdash? The Mishkan was known, as already in Parashas Pekudei, was the Mishkan Ha'edus. Why was it called Mishkan Ha'edus? So the Pashtus is, Chazal tell us, the Edus is the Luchos. So that means the main focal point of the Mishkan was the Oren and the Luchos, which is the Torah which was given to us. In fact, the Ramban in the beginning of this parash says that the Maimid Har Sinai that took place on Har Sinai had its continuation, so to say, the Shechina that was manifest on Sinai had a sort of a continuation in a quieter way on top of the Kruvim, where the Ribbono Shel Olam continue from the Adik L'chal Sham, that's where the Rebbeinu Shem continued to talk to Klal Yisrael. So, if you think about it, the focal point of the Mishkan seemed to be the Oren, the Luchas, and it was all built around, even when the Mishkan was in transit, we know that the Gemara in Zvochim tells us, in Samech Dalet, Samech Hei, that even when it was in transit, there were machnas. So even though they were moving, and everything was taken down, there were machnas. And there was a machna shchina as well. Where was the machna shchina? Around the Oren. The Oren was always it was always in the middle. Everything went around the Oren. So even though, as we know in the second base of Mikdash, we didn't have the Oren, but that was a big lack. It's the Oren, and it's on top of the Oren where the Kruvim are. That's where the Shechina is at. So you would say, so it's a place of Torah. But if you think about it, the job, the avoda that Klal Yisrael did when coming to the Mishkan and the Mikdash, wasn't one of learning. You didn't, okay, avoda. There was the Sanhedrin, remember, next to the Samigdash, and it was a good place to come to learn Torah with Yerushalayim, was because Kimitzion takes a Torah on Avada. There was a ribu of Limud Torah that could be done around the Mishkan. But if you think about what was the Mishkan as a place, the Mishkan was a place of Avoda. The Mikdash was a place of Avoda. It was a place where you bring Korbanos. Odom ki yakriv mikem. You bring a korban. A korban is an avodah of iskarvus, of bringing yourself close to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Aliyah l'regel. You come near his panei odin Hashem. You come to greet the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's what you do in the Mishkan. You brought korbanos. You didn't. You know, on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would read from the Torah. You know, there would be the Melech would sometimes read from the Torah, but you didn't primarily come to the Mikdash to learn. You went to the Beis Hamedrash to learn. Maybe you went to the Sanhedrin. You came to the Mikdash to do Avodah. There's Amud of Torah, and there's Amud of Avodah in the Mikdash. Today it's Tvila. Tvila is B'mokum Korbanos. What is Korbanos? Odom ki yakriv mikem, Chazal tell us, you're bringing yourself close. So how do these two things come together? Is it a place of Oren, Edus, Torah? Is that the main thing? Is it Mishkan Ha'edus? Is the focal point of Torah Shabbat? Or is it a Mokum of Avodah? What is it? So again, I haven't got a code for this. It could be a state sense. Either it's Dvarim Shutim. I think it might be Dvarim Shutim. I think maybe the pshat's like this. On one hand, we've said it's a Mokim of Shechina. What does a Mokim of Shechina mean? Mokim of Shechina l'chera comes from, like the way Das when it says, the Rebbeinu Shalom is, so to say, bringing himself closer by removing the barriers that may exist in the rest of the world. The Rebbeinu Shalom is saying, you want to experience a closer relationship, here it is. And in the Mokum HaMikdash, that's where, as we know, that all the Svarim say that when a person came just to the Mokum HaMikdash, the feelings of the Scarabus, just before he'd done, anything, he sent something like today. Sometimes, you know, if we're Zoicha, when we come to the coastal, we feel something. There's something there. And Zman HaMikdash, it was tenfold. The Rebbeinu Shalom has allowed this to be a Mokum of Iskarabus. This is the place to come to for Iskarabus. Our Avodah, on the other hand, is to bring ourselves close. So Kiviyochel, from one side, the Rebbeinu Shalom is allowing himself to be available, and the Avodah of Klal Yisrael is Odom Ki Yakri Mikem, to bring yourself close. Okay, so that's what's going on here. That's what the Mokum HaMishkan is. But what's the glue? What's the actual Dveikus? What holds us together with the Rebbeinu Shalom? So there's an interesting Gemara in Ksuba, the famous Gemara. The Gemara in Ksubas says the following, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. The Gemara says, La'avo es Hashem anikecho, Kuf Yud Aleph on base, u'ledovka boy. There's a mitzvah to love the Rebbeinu Shem, u'ledovka boy, and to cleave to him. Says the Gemara, V'chi evshel ha'odom lidabik b'shchina. Can a person cleave to the Shchina? How is that possible? It's not possible to be. Yeah, the Gemara says before Vaksiv, Ki Hashem Elokecha Eish Oicha. How can we have any? How is it possible to cleave to the Shchina? Elo says the Gemara, Kol Amasi Bitel Etam Chochem. Somebody marries a daughter after Etam Chochem. Vaisefrak Mati Etam Chochem. He helps them in business. But Mahalat Etam Talmid Chachamim Nechosov Ma Le'olav Ha'Kosov Ki Inu Medabek Yishchina. A person who involves himself in helping somebody learn the Torah, maybe making it possible for him to learn, marrying his daughter after Talmid Chachamim, that person is Dovuk B'Shchina. That is a way of being Dovuk B'Shchina. So it's very interesting. The Gemara doesn't say the Gemara doesn't say the way to be Dovuk B'Shchina is to learn Torah. Of course, that's the Vegas. It doesn't say necessarily one has to learn Torah, but there has to be some shaykhis to Torah, that he's cleaving to the Shechina by being involved in Limud Torah. Perhaps in this Gemara is talking about someone helping someone else to learn Torah, not necessarily themselves, but the very fact that they're involved in increasing Limud Torah and increasing Torah, that causes a dveikus between them and the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And the Pshat is l'chayr, because the Torah is the dveikus, and we know Kudsho, Abrichu, V'Yisrael, Reis Echad, and that is how we're in this davuk, when we're involved in learning Torah, or supporting Torah, or helping someone else to learn Torah, that is the glue that holds us so together, the dveikus which holds us together with the Rebbeinu. That's the bris, that's why it's the bris which... That's why it's called the Luchos HaBris, the Oren HaBris. That's what glues us together with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That's the dveikus that we have. So the Mishkan, the Chora, just seeing the picture here, just bringing out the picture. The Mishkan, the Chora, is a place of dveikus. It's a place where, on one hand, the Rebbeinu Shlomo allows us to experience his presence. And we bring ourselves, with Oyla Larega, we bring Karbonos, and we bring ourselves closer Lihiskarav El Hashem. It's a meeting place. It's Oyel Moed. It's a place to meet the Rebbeinu Shlomo. But what's going to actually glue us together? What actually holds us together? What's the bris that binds us together? That's the Torah. That's the Orem, which is in the middle. And that's the Keshe between Klal Yisrael and Benjamin. It's the Torah that we have, that we cherish, and that we support. The Orem, the Badov are there. So they represent the Kruvim of those, because I'll say those who are learning the Torah, the Badim are those who support the Torah. We're involved in the Torah. We're in Zdabek in the Torah. And then through that, we're journeying with the Rebbeinu. And that's why it's Kenzayim that the Mishkan are Eidus, because that's what binds us together. So the Mishkan is a place of meeting of Iskaravus between the Rebbeinu Shlomo and Klal Yisrael, and the Torah is the Dveikus Alein which holds us together. And often I always think about this when we want to daven and we want to have a heartfelt tefillah, whenever it is, whether it's on a Yontif or Ne'ilah, what do? We open the Aron HaKodesh. Okay, so normally I understand Aron HaKodesh is a Makom Kodesh because it's a Sefer Torah. But it's Kenzayin, it's much more. When we open the Aron HaKodesh, what we're doing is we're declaring our Dveikus to the Rebbeinu Shlomo by saying, this behind me is our focal point of every Mishnah Medrash. The focal point of every Shul is the Aron HaKodesh, the Bima. That's what it's all around, because that's the dveikus that we have with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So when we want our tefillah to have more power, more meaning, we open up the Aron HaKodesh and we say, Rebbeinu Shlomo, we look there inside this Aron HaKodesh is the Torah, the Sefer Torah. That's what we have today, and that's our dveikus with the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and that's the way we mizdab it with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That's the Makor, the Makor is in the Mishkan Alein, where the Aron HaBris was at the center of our relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So that's just a picture. That's a picture. So, to summarize what we've said, we started off with that the Nedivas Lev of Klal Yisrael, that's what builds the Mishkan. That's what a Mishkan is. A Mishkan is a place where we've manifested our love for the Rebbeinu Shlomo by giving away from ourselves in a way that to express, like the Dubna Magid says, that it's the Nedivas Lev. That is the essence, the Tocha Rots of Ava. That's what the Mishkan is. We spoke about Hashuas HaShchina. Hashuas HaShchina means the places in the world to different levels where the Rebbeinu Shlomo breaks down those barriers and allows us to experience his presence, like the Das Tunis tells us in Kuf Samech, I think that's what he talks about. That's Mokum Gilu Shchina. And then we discuss that what is the Mishkan, the place of that Gilu, is where the Rebbeinu Shlomo has allowed us to come close from his side by revealing himself, so to say, the Gilu Shchina on one side, and the Mokum Iskaravus on the other side, where Klal Yisrael, La'ula L'Regel, they bring themselves close, and they bring Korbonos to bring themselves close to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. But at the center of it all, where the Ashoras HaShchina actually is on the Mokum of the Orim, on the Kruvim, which is the Torah, which is the Luchas, which that is the Dveikus, which binds us together. And Be'ez HaShem, we should always remember that we have this ability, wherever we are, to be Zdavik in Torah, to learn Torah, to support Torah in all sorts of ways, which that is the Dveikus with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. and through that to be miskarev be'il Hashem, we should all be zeichet soon to see the real gilui kvod malchusay with the real hashras hashchena. We should all be zeichet to see the real iskarevus from here of Yomeinu.
Amen.
Amen.